Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Have guests in the house, in the studio, right after this song by Dr. James Mabel Jr. He will be sitting right next to me in a live interview. Here he is with I'm Free. This is Real Gospel.
No more fear. Now I have peace. 'Cause by your blood you have rescued me. My faith is strong, my heart's relieved. No longer bound by chains, 'cause grace has captured me. So what the law could not do, you did it when you died on that tree. Reborn, transformed by the blood at Calvary. Now my soul's been made new, and my life belongs to you. Redeemer, my Savior, I'm glad that I'm free. Hallelujah, I'm glad that I'm free. Yeah. It's nothing that I could do. Thank you, Jesus.
But by your grace,
my sin
is paid.
Not an enemy, but a child indeed.
Life has brought me close.
Yes, God.
Love keeps growing. I'm glad that I'm free. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I'm free.
Now listen, I like this part right here. Say, justified.
You live in me.
This life I'm living.
It's not about me.
I'm glad that I'm free. Oh, yeah. Now all of my free people right here, open up your mouth and shout from the fruit of your lips, from the depths of your heart. Oh, yeah, I'm free. King Jesus, my Savior, I'm glad that I am free. Hallelujah, I'm glad that I'm free.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this tremendous man of God with me in the studios, the one and only Dr. James Mabel Jr. Thank you for thank you for being here, my friend.
Man, listen, I'm honored to be here in Nashville and so excited for the opportunity to spend some time with you at this historical place known as Fisk University, man. I'm just honored to be here today. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And so we'll get into more about your tremendous accolades and things that you've done. But first, like I always say, just in case someone got saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm saying that because you closed it, right? But no, just in case somebody got saved yesterday and they don't know anything about gospel music, all this is new to them. Just tell them a little bit about who you are, how you grew up, and how you came into the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Well, man, I am a humble country boy that hails from the great state of Texas. I am the son of a pastor, grew up in church, and I have been a church boy all my life. I tell people all the time, all I know is church. But I tell you what, as I've grown up and come along in life, I realize that it's the foundation of the church that has kept me today. I am 34 years old. I am a PhD graduate from Prairie View A&M University.
Congratulations, HBCU,
yeah.
Right?
That's right.
That's
HBCU.
All right.
And I've been a music teacher and just went on, done great things, college professor, you name it. And so just a varied background, but my heart is music. I love to sing God's praises. I tell people all the time, when I sing, it takes me to another space and place. I feel like I can soar, and all my worries are gone. And my dad always taught us growing up, I always keep a song with you. And so that's just a little bit about me and just the introductory part. I love Jesus, and I know that without Jesus, I would be nothing. And
Amen.
So that's just who I am, straightforward and simple, just an humble guy that just loves to give God praise.
Amen. A PK, as we call it in churchism. I'm trying to see, there's a tremendous anointing on you, and it is very obvious that where you go, the anointing is just with you and in you, and that it's very obvious that you spend a lot of time in prayer, and communing with the Lord, and he speaks to you. And that's very obvious. I'm just picking that up from just being in your presence. So what's it like growing up as a PK and going off to college and trying to navigate just that entire experience? Let's see if we can help some young folk today. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I tell you what, you know, always, you know, growing up being the pastor's kid, you know, there's always that magnifying glass of pressure that, you know, you always have to do right. You always have to make the right moves, that kind of thing. But going off and leaving the umbrella of mom and dad's covering, I grew up quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yeah.
But realizing the teachings that I learned while growing up, realizing that there are going to be wiles of the devil and temptation, and things that are coming at you to get you off course from what God has predestined you to be. And so it was definitely a transition. However, I will say this, it made me appreciate Bible study. It made me appreciate Sunday school.
Yeah.
In the culture church, they say YPWW. It made me appreciate the teachings of the church and how mom and dad brought us up. When I was a kid, it didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yes.
But the moment you step out and start going out into the world, then you realize that there's a real enemy out there, no matter where you go. And then especially on these college campuses where that is such Elder, a critical gap. There's a critical stage there.
Yes.
And so being able to get to that, and I was also in the marching band too when I was at Prairie View. And so I didn't have a whole lot of time to get caught up, as the old folks would say.
Yeah.
But there was still a busload of attacks, a busload of things that tried to come at me to get me off course, just within not only just the external part of the campus, but even the internal battle.
Gotcha.
Because you're so, as a young man, you're thriving. Mm-hmm. We already know that as young black men, we're already a target. Mm-hmm. And so being able to stay focused was the biggest thing. And then, as you said, being able to talk to God in prayer, asking for his peace, asking for his wisdom, asking for his guidance. So those are some things that just kind of helped me along the way.
Amen. Amen. And I just felt led to ask you that because, you know, not only do I recognize the fact that you are a youth pastor, and I'm a former youth pastor myself, it's... you know, every what 10 or so years is there's sort of like a paradigm shift with the youth because they age out and new ones age in. And so in this age of social media with Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, we're dealing with a generation that basically lives online.
Absolutely.
And so how do you manage to reach your youth? How do you keep them engaged when their whole world is on a cell phone?
Sure. While we're there, I have to give a major shout out to the home base where I serve, Antioch Baptist Church, Beaumont, Texas, Dr. John Adolph, my senior pastor.
Yes.
With dealing with youth of today, you have to be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
I think many leaders have to understand, not only just youth pastors, but even senior pastors and those in laity, have to understand that while the message will never change, the method, you have to be flexible.
Gotcha.
And so having our youth, as you said, and it's so true, everything is dealing with that device in their hand. Mm-hmm. And so what I've encouraged my team to do back home is to incorporate our lessons that involve them getting on the phone.
Gotcha.
Incorporate things that they dialogue and talk about. I tell people all the time when I go and do workshops that your even in church, your kids are your customers.
Yeah.
And here's the truth. Most of the time, the customer's always right.
Yeah.
And if you listen to your customers, your kids, they'll tell you what will continue to draw them.
Yeah.
So giving them a avenue of voice, of input.
Mm-hmm.
I have a youth council back at the church, and when I tell you that, they are very vocal.
Yes.
Dr. Mabel, we love that. Dr. Mabel, that sucked. We don't want to do that. We don't like that. Don't connect with us.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to hear the voice of those that you serve. Sometimes we as leaders think we have all the great strategies, all the wonderful ideas. But if you listen to those who you serve, hear in the hearts of your people, then, I mean, those kids, they just come right along with you. And then they feel like they have a sense of ownership in the ministry. And so I tell the kids, yes, I'm the youth pastor. Okay, I'm the face of it. Great, wonderful. Yeah. But this is your ministry.
Gotcha.
So one of my goals is for my entire team is student-led ministry.
Ah.
And when they take ownership of what they do, then that builds their confidence.
Yes.
It builds their witness as they be able to go out and compel somebody else to come to Christ.
That is so amazing. And that's why God gets the glory when we talk about this man of God being here in the studio. So let's talk about your music. So your current single is I'm Free.
Yes.
And it's doing tremendous. The listeners absolutely love it. How did you transition from, walk us through how you were able to go ahead and secure a record deal and where are you at with that now?
I'll tell you what. Well, it all started, man. Of course, like I say, been singing all my life.
I used the word record, didn't I? I don't know what to call it these days. I mean, you know.
I know, right? It's a crazy world. But yeah, man, like I said, been singing all my life.
Yeah.
I happen to be in Austin, Texas, ministering at the Greater Mount Zion Church, and the one and only Isabel Davis, who is just phenomenal.
Yes.
She was there as the special guest.
Okay.
Well, that church that I was serving at, they had invited me plenty of times just to come and lead worship once a month or whatnot. And so I'm there singing, and after I finish singing, I go back to the green room, and I run into Greg Uncle G Lyons.
Yeah.
And so he says, man, listen, you didn't have to do it like that. You know, you could have left something for Isabel, you know. He said, we're closer to each other than what you think.
Uh-huh.
And we connected right there in April of 2018. And God just allowed us to stay in touch because at the time he was moving Isabel around.
Yeah. Shout out to Isabel. She's been on the show. So
The Isabel Davis. Yes. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so we met in April, and we just stayed in touch and stayed in contact. And by the Lord's grace and his favor, allowed me to sign a management deal with Greg Lyons on January 3rd of last year.
Wow.
And so when I tell you, since January 3rd, and we're a little over a year now, this has been one of the most fruitful, productive years in terms of my entire career.
Wow.
And so we get going, we sign the deal, then my executive producer, his name is Pastor Darryl Jackson, who is a music genius, amazing songwriter. He's like a big brother, father figure, like all, like, and he's just wrapped up in one. That's what he is to me. God gave him this song. And when God gave him this song, he called me and said, James, come to the house. We got to put a scratch vocal down. I'm like, okay, because we've done plenty of this, you know. And so I go to the house. We put the vocal down. He writes this song in like 10 minutes. He's on the freeway, on the interstate, and God just gives him the lyrics, and then it just happens.
Wow.
And so we finish a song in around May. Uncle G gets his hands on it in June, end of May, and moving to June. It makes Billboard Most Added before it was released on July the 19th. We get it released on the 19th. It cracks top 20 on Billboard digital sales a couple of weeks later. I mean, when you land amongst the ranks of Tasha Cobbs and Jonathan McReynolds and Tamela Mann, and it's just like, okay, there is a God in heaven.
Yes.
And so that hits that. And then a few months later, then we get word that it's been considered for a Grammy Award.
Wow.
And so just to be in the conversation, didn't make the final ballot, but listen, just after a few months, God just breathed his spirit on that song, and it has catapulted us to this place now. And so we're in the process of trying to get the album finished now, but I'm Free is just, I call it, one of the most biblically sound songs alive. And you're here. You're a program director. Right. I know you get all kinds of music.
Yes, I do.
And you have to listen and go through. But if listening to this song, it's the Bible in action.
Yes.
It's Romans 4. It's Romans 5. And talking about what the law couldn't do.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus did it. So if we can't shout about what Christ did, we might as well pack up and go home.
There it is.
And so I'm Free is just blessing the nation and the world. Matter of fact, we're getting play over in London. And, just grateful. I mean, God is just doing some amazing. Just out the gate. It's scary in a good way. Because it's like, wait a minute, God. You doing something here. So I tell people all the time, all I'm doing, Elder, is simply hanging on for the ride, wherever this goes.
That's amazing. We have about 2 minutes left in closing. What can we expect from the project?
You know, in gospel music, a lot of artists tend to get tied in or into one lane of what they do.
Gotcha.
I see myself, when this project comes out, it's a melting pot. If we want to go to the Church of God in Christ, there's a track for that. Or if we want to go to that Church of Apostolic Pentecostal field, there's a track for that. If we want to go to the CCM range or that area, there's a track for that. If we want to go to that neo soul gospel R&B where it feels like you know, listeners who normally don't attend church, but the song has an undertone and the message that the believer can pick up and say, I know what he's talking about. There's a track for that. So I see this project being a what I call a great prelude to who James Mabel is. The Lord has blessed me to sing all over the country in various arenas. Obviously, like we just discussed, the Church of God in Christ has loved on me for the past couple of years. I've sung sports arenas, Baptist Church, AME Church, you name it, non-denominational. So this project is going to, I want somebody to look at it and say, you know, we can put James's voice anywhere.
Anywhere.
And to be able to reach it, not just inside of the four walls, but put music out there that can reach a listener.
Everywhere.
That, yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be a myriad of music that is going to be very versatile.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. The one and only Dr. James Mabel Jr., thank you so, so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel. Where can the people find out more about you, your music? How can they find you?
Absolutely. Music is out there wherever digital music is sold. We're talking Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Pandora, Spotify, all that good stuff. Music is there. My website, www.jamesmabeljr.com. Social media, you can find me all the way out there. Instagram and Twitter, my handles are at J Mabel Jr. On Facebook, James Mabel Jr. And then, of course, my YouTube channel, James Mabel Jr. Videos for days of me lifting up my Savior. So they can reach me. I'm not one of those grand bougie artists that take you got to have 6 and 7 secretaries. No. Yeah. They can send me a message and I'll reply. It'll be me.
I can attest to that. Yes, indeed. Thank you so, so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Man, thank you for having me. And to the listeners, God bless you, and I look forward to connecting with all of you guys soon.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.